Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk with a Mercer County High School senior, Christina Snowden, involved in a lot of different activities, kid that played on the girls' golf team. We're going to talk about the holiday band concert coming in. She's also an art student, so doing a lot of different things here in her senior year. Well, let's back up Christina Snowden and talk about the golf season. I know that had to be fun for you with a pretty close group of seniors. So tell us about your experience, your final year as golf with the Mercer County Golden Eagles.
It was hard because we didn't think we would have a season to begin with. And overall, it wasn't my best season of golfing either. But we all pulled through as a team, made it pretty far. We at least had one girl make it to sectionals. But that's as far as you could go anyways. We would joke about it and call it our state. And, I mean, it wasn't a bad season. Callie did really well, and so did Mia. Emma had some good scores, too. I shot my personal lowest at Hawthorne. I think it was the last home meet at Hawthorne with a 42 or 43.
Yeah, so, and that's the other crazy thing about COVID-19 and 2020. In playing golf, you had all those things. You mentioned you can call sectional state in a COVID year because that's what basically it was. But then the Hawthorne Ridge tradition comes to an end. But then, you know, getting a chance to play there and then shooting a score like that, that's, I guess, a pretty neat way to go out, isn't it? Pretty memorable.
Yeah, I'm really upset, actually, about Hawthorne getting closed. But at least we have the country club to fall back on.
All right, so you mentioned the kids that you played with, Emma Saltzman, Callie Searing, Mia Hillier, and now Christina Snowden. So I've talked to every one of those seniors this school year. So can you at least say respect to me that I got all four of you guys? So pretty enjoyable group. I mean, you've been able to play with them 4 years. So what about that?
I mean, we've been close for as long as I can remember anyways. So being able to golf all 4 years with them was great. I love all of them, and it's really fun being able to have a sport with all your friends in it.
How far have you come in the sport of golf? Like when you first started playing your freshman year, had you experienced the game before your freshman year? What was your development like, I guess, through the 4 years, you think?
So my mom had been trying to make me golf since I was really young, and I just hated it. Like, I hated golf so much, and I think the first time I swung a club was in seventh grade, and then I would just rage quit. I just stopped. I got so mad. In freshman year, she was like, you have to, you're going to play for 1 year, and you're going to tell me if you like it or not, and then you can quit after that. And I just never did because my friends were in it. And I went from shooting 80s on 9 holes to 40s, which is, I'd say, pretty big improvement.
Oh, tremendous. I like the rage quit term. So you get over the rage quit. All right, so that's a fun start to the senior year. And you mentioned big question mark coming in. So that, you know, I know the senior year is a lot about creating memories. And sometimes it's tough to do that when you're dealing with a pandemic. But that's one positive for you, that you got to create a memory this year with high school golf. How important was that to you?
It was more important than I thought it was going to be. Going into it, I was like, this is going to suck if we don't have it, because I've put so much time into it, and there were so many threats of us not having it, and then we did, and I am so incredibly thankful for that.
Yeah, and you go out shooting a 42 at Hawthorne Ridge, the final meet there. You know, the strange this year with the pandemic and dealing with all this stuff, so we'll change direction. A kid that's in the band and the jazz band at Mercer County High School, and the holiday concert is this Sunday, and it's going to be a virtual concert, and we'll carry it on WRMJ at 2 o'clock. And I know concert will also be available through the school district's social media platforms. So what about that? That's got to be strange this year, you know, so accustomed to growing up you know, going through the Mercer County school districts and participating in the, you know, the choral concerts when you were an elementary student to now high school, and then boom, it stops and you have to do a virtual performance. So how does that work, I guess? That'll be strange.
So we're all separated into five different, like, class period bands, separated, and they're anywhere from, like, 10 to 20 people. They're really small, and instead of us being separated into JV and varsity, which is really weird because I'm so used to playing with people in my class in the grade below me, and now I'm with freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, it was a huge learning opportunity and patience. But
so we get to see that on Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday at 2 o'clock. So like, how many numbers were you involved in, I guess?
For regular band, I'm in one, and then for jazz band, another. But most kids that are only in band will be in one song.
And you played the trumpet. How long ago did you pick that up?
Sixth grade.
You didn't rage quit the trumpet?
No, I've actually always liked the trumpet.
All right, so that's how the band concert is going to work this Sunday, 2 o'clock. You can catch that on WRMJ and also on the school district's social media platforms. So staying with the arts, I know Mrs. Gittinger has been posting a lot of different pieces of work that students have done. And I saw she posted a piece you did in your, they call it AP portfolio, I think, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Protector. Can you talk about that painting a little bit, the motivation behind it? And I think it's pretty neat that Mrs. Gittinger has been posting those pieces of art that students do. So what about that?
I was just looking at pictures one day, and I came across that one, and I really liked it. And so I just sat down and painted it. I think it was in the middle of quarantine, so it was before school had even started. And I'd say it turned out really well. It came together better than I thought it would.
So from an audio standpoint, can you explain it to our listening audience? They can go to Mrs. Gittinger's Facebook page and, I guess, see it from the art students from Mercer County. So explain what the work is.
It is a man with his back facing me, with his arms up, and that's
Where you can see it, and we'll try to post it on our site as well at WRMJ.com. All right, so the rest of the senior year, so as we talk to you on December the 2nd here, try to get through the entire first semester in class, and then see what can happen, I guess, in the second semester in January. So I guess, how have you been approaching things? It's great that we're still in classroom learning in December, that's for sure. I know a lot of people thought probably that wasn't going to happen.
I personally didn't think we would make it this far. I thought after Thanksgiving we would be done for a while. But we came back, and still hoping to make it through to the end of second semester. I want to be able to be in person the entire year, but I'll take what I can get, because at least I've already had this long in school.
All right. It's great, again, participating on that golf program. They had such a great year this year, and music student in the jazz band, and, you know, an artist too, so involved here in the first half of your senior year. Well, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us, and enjoy the band concert, the holiday band concert, and Sunday at 2, you can catch that on WRMJ and also on the school district social media platforms. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is Christina Snowden joining us on WRMJ. I'm Jim Taylor.